with SRN Sports. I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers turn a two-run deficit into a win over the New York Mets.
The Mets did the Mets 3-2 to take 3-4 in the series at Citi Field. Devin Williams pitched in and out of a bases-loaded situation, fanning Starling Marte on three pitches to end the game. Brewers manager Craig Counsell says he always trusts Williams on the mound.
He feels like he's always in control of the inning and always doing what he wants to do and picking where he wants to be aggressive, where he wants to be careful, and that's just so impressive.
Milwaukee erased a 2-0 deficit and pulled ahead on Brian Anderson's sacrifice fly in the seventh inning. Victor Caratini tied it with a solo blast in the sixth off Max Scherzer. The Mets didn't score after Brett Beatty and Brandon Nimmo hit back-to-back homers in the third. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other National League winners were Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and the L.A. Dodgers. Interleague winners were Tampa Bay, Miami, Toronto, and Houston. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball, in the American League, winners included Kansas City, Detroit, the New York Yankees, and Chicago White Sox. Off the field, L.A. Angels center fielder Mike Trout has been elected to his 11th All-Star game, and four Texas Rangers were chosen by fans for the American League's lineup for the July 11th game at Seattle's T-Mobile Park. Trout was voted to start for the 10th time and will be joined in the AL lineup by teammate Shohei Ohtani, who last week was chosen a designated hitter as the league's top vote-getter in the first round. In football, the NFL has suspended three players indefinitely for violating the league's gambling policy. Isaiah Rodgers and Rashad Berry of the Indianapolis Colts, along with free agent Demetrius Taylor, received indefinite suspensions through at least this season for betting on NFL games in 2022. This is SRN Sports.